Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. They get very protective of her.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Bob from Dial Global Radio. Is this Timothy? Timothy, I was told you wanted to talk to Jose Sanchez this morning. I just wanted to confirm. They said you can be available for talk to him at 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Just wanted to make sure that was still good for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll call you guys back on this number in 10 minutes. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Change for quarter? I gotta make a phone call.
Just a few. Oh, I'm not trying to make you. Why did you turn away?
it Timothy?
Yes, it is.
I have Jose Sanchez ready for you.
Okay.
You ready to chat with him?
Yeah, it's pretty late. Go ahead.
There we go. Timothy?
Uh-huh.
Say hi to Jose.
Jose, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Timothy. How you doing, man?
All right, man. I usually don't do morning shows, man, but nonetheless, we have some friends that want to join the show, man, so I got up early to do you, man.
Okay. What time is it where you are?
It's actually 9 in the morning, man, so, so
that ain't early. I'm thinking you up at, like, 5.
I'm prime time, man.
Okay, so early is like 9 for you then.
But nevertheless, man, I got you on, man. I'm honored to have you, man. So how you been doing, man?
Fantastic.
I was actually on the set when you guys were doing the show. So it's been a long time. How's it been?
Good, man. I've been fantastic. Recently, just working on my new labor of love, my foundation. It's an organization called WatchMeWin.org. Or it's called Watch Me Win, but the website's watchmewin.org. So recently, putting all my heart and soul and sweat and tears and blood into that.
Yeah, I heard about that actually yesterday when I saw you in 106 yesterday. I watch it every now and then, and I happened to see that, it was on your shirt that you were wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I watched you yesterday, man. Good job with that, man. You know.
Thank you.
And for holding it down for Terrence, of course, man. You know, but my thing, man, you should do it more often, man.
I should do it more often.
Yeah, I don't know if you're trying to go in that route, but.
Nah, man, that's not my. I was sweating bullets doing that. I was really trying to just make it through. That's really not my. It's not my thing. I was like, I don't like being on this side of the field. It seems really easy, but it's not easy. There's a real big method to the madness. I have a lot of respect for Terrence and Roxy because I couldn't do it on a regular basis.
It's a tough job on radio. Anything in broadcasting is very tough, you know. But no, you did a good job. You pulled it off pretty well.
Thank you.
I know who you are, man, but, you know, for those who don't know who Malik is, you know, a.k.a., you know, Hosea, why don't you tell them who you are, man?
Me or my character? My character is Malik Wright. He's a star quarterback of San Diego Sabres on the show The Game. And Mama's Boy, pretty much a simple guy. He's a really simple, spoiled kid. In so many different aspects, and just the same type of guys you see in the NFL all the time that get big contracts, come from nothing into something of a major magnitude, and just trying to figure it all out along the way. And Hosea is completely opposite of that character. I'm a lot more humble and more aware of my surroundings, more aware of my blessings, more aware of what I put into this world, unlike that character. And much like the character, I am kind of a mama's boy. I'm more of a grandmama's boy than a mama's boy, but yeah, so that's it.
Now, my last question, how did you actually get started, in your career as an actor? I don't follow you, though. I do remember you from, the game, the show The Game, but where did it actually start from with you?
You know what? It started for me, to be honest with you, like, the original start for me was when I was young, and my grandparents used to have a record player, and they would have parties over their house. They had this long wood record player that, so funny how the record players back in the day used to be furniture. It's like a big piece of long, like, furniture with speakers on the end, and then the top of the furniture lifted up, and then there was the record player up in the furniture. But I was standing on top of the record player, and back then they had microphones attached to the record players. They had little silver thin microphones with long cords attached, and you could sing through the speakers. So I used to sing and dance on top of the record player furniture when I was about 5. And entertain my grandparents' company when they came over. And then I kind of carried through through me in school, actually, you know, being a little bit of a class clown. But it was just always an entertainer in me and maybe even my parents not really understanding. It was just my creative juices trying to explode versus me just not really caring about school, because that really wasn't it. Just had all this energy and wanted to, you know, perform and act and do stuff. So it started really, really, really young for me. And then I moved to L.A., took the chance. I left college, moved to L.A., and decided that I wanted to pursue my dream as an actor. And it kind of, you know, first two years, it was really slow. Then I got into commercials, did a lot of commercials, did over 40 national commercials, and then that moved to guest starring on other people's TV shows and then recurring on other TV shows and then eventually getting my own show.
Well, it's been reaching my own, you know, step so far for you. As far as, you know, can you actually play as a football star on the game? Can you play a little football, actually? And a little, can you actually play football a little bit?
Absolutely can not. I'm not, you know, my co-star, one of my friends, Pooch, on the show, plays Derwin. He's the guy's guy athlete dude. Like, he is the one that, you know, football, basketball, like, he is that dude. Me and Kobe plays Jason. Me and Kobe, you know, we're like the frisbee dudes. You know, we're the golf and tennis men. You know, the croquette guys and stuff like that. That's me and Kobe. But Pooch is more of he's the athletic one. He's the one that really played football and basketball and all that stuff.
Now, another part of your character, all the ladies, men, and the parties and stuff, do you have that actually? Does that actually happen? Do you have that?
You know what? It happens. I mean, a lot. But I'm not really a ladies' man at all. I'm a one woman man, and I, you know, I kind of pride myself on that, because, you know, I'm all for commitment. I'm all for when you find somebody that you love, and, you know, you care for, you dedicate yourself, and you commit. Especially, you know, as men, young men today, it's really important to learn what it is to value women and to value commitment.
Right.
So, you know, despite where my one side of my brain might be like, oh, go after this, you know, the right side always kicks in and keeps me in check.
Right. You have an expanded background, I was told. Do you speak any Spanish?
No. While that was happening in school, I was busy telling jokes in the back of the class. Which is not a good thing. No, I don't speak any Spanish. You know, I don't. I have, my family is really a mixture of so many different things. My grandmother is Caucasian and black. You know, I have so many different elements of in different cultures in my bloodline and in my immediate bloodline, not just, you know, all down the line, third, fourth, fifth grandparents or cousins. Not that, in my immediate one. So I'm really a product. I'm a black man that's just a product of so many different cultures.
Right.
So I couldn't learn them all.
I understand, man. Hey, man, we may be cousins, man. You never know.
Yay. You know what? I've recently met a cousin that I didn't know that was my cousin, because my family is so big, and
right,
we were sitting in the room shocked. And we met each other through another friend, and we're just like, oh, do you know such and such? Yeah. Oh, my dad is from, you know, such and such. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's where I grew up, and what's your dad's name, and yada, yada, yada. And it just evolved just like that, and found out that I had a second cousin that was sitting in front of me that I had never met.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah.
The cast members from the game, and I know Wendy O'Kelavison, I know she was here at the station not long ago, not on my show, but on another host. She was on another show at the station, and I had the opportunity to meet her when she came through. Do you guys keep in touch with them, like Pooch Hall and all the rest of the
Oh, yeah, we talk all the time. We are really close. The one thing that I miss most about the show and will miss is getting to see them every single day. They are And it's only God, I'm telling you, when you have something as harmonious as this. I've been in the business for some time now, not a long, long time, but for some time, and I've never, ever, ever met a cast that completely embraced each other like we do. Wendy is probably one of the most generous women on the planet. Tia is probably one of the sweetest, caring, most kind women I've ever met. Brittany will give you the shirt off her back, and it's really, really, really funny. You know, Kobe is the guy that is everybody's grandfather who takes you under the wing, teaches you a lot about life, and is really funny also. And Pooch is just everybody's brother. You know what I mean? Instantly everybody's brother. Pooch and myself are kind of similar in the way that we never meet, you know, have never met a stranger. So we all, you mix all of that up together, and you have all of us, and you have all of us daily. No ego, no drama. You know, none of those juicy, you know, stories that you hear about all these other shows. It just really was a family.
Now, it's being played, I believe, on BET right now. You know, BET from, you know. Are you still, I know it's not so disgusting, but are you still receiving pay from the reruns that we're receiving on
BET? That's funny.
I have to ask. You know,
you had to ask. You know what? The show is in syndication, and the way syndication works for actors is you don't receive a check for the first 18 months of syndication. That's the first year and a half. So when your show goes into syndication, for the most part, you don't receive any payment for the syndication rights of that show till about a year, year and a half. So I got another year because it's been in syndication for 6 months. Right.
Oh, man. Wow. So, man, the Lamborghini got to wait, man.
Yeah, the Lambo has to wait, which will probably always wait because I would not be wasting $200,000 of my hard-earned money on a car. Sorry.
I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you.
Now, if they want to sponsor one, it'll be in the front. It'll be in the front driveway.
I doubt that, man. It's hard to break deals now, man. It really, really is. What you got going on? I know. 107 Park is not. It's not. It's just a, you know, that particular genre, long-term job. I know you ain't signed no contract with BT right now to do no hosting.
Nah, I was just filling in.
So what's next for Hosea?
What's next for me? Like I said, my main focus is my purpose, which is my foundation. My acting, I have, you know, a lot of opportunity. I'm trying to, you know, I just came off of a show that was widely received, especially in the urban community.
Right.
So for me as an actor and an artist, what I'm trying to do is develop a career that will allow me to have longevity. And the only way you can do that, especially being a black man in this town, is if you're coming off of a job that is more widely received by the urban community, is to take a job in the other direction. So I'm really trying to have a well-rounded career of just a good body of work. So I'm being really picky, and I'm taking my time because I can take my time at this point and waiting for the right project. So the next project you see Hosea in, if it's not The Game, will definitely be something that you didn't expect. Something that's nothing like the character on The Game, that's for sure.
I'm gonna take it back for a little bit, man. Who were some of your influences before, you know, especially to want to become an actor?
Hey, one more time.
Who influenced you to want to become an actor? You know, such as, you know,
oh, my influence is Sidney Poitier, Terrence Howard, early on for me, and Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle for me is like the black Johnny Depp. He's one of the actors that, you know, when I think actor, for me, what actor means for me is someone who can morph into characters, and Don Cheadle best represents that for me. You know, who really knows what Don Cheadle is like? You know, I know where he started. I remember seeing him on Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and even, like, you know, way back in the day, he did a couple episodes of, like, Golden Girls or something like that. And, you know, I like actors that you don't really know who they are unless they're supporting a cause or something like that. And he's one of the ones that, you know, he always shows up with an accent, or he shows up, you know, with some different characteristics, and then he can give you the real acting and the real drama. So Don Cheadle is definitely at the top of my list.
And we do have to wrap, guys.
Okay. All right, Hosea?
Yeah.
You want to give your shout-outs and everything?
Yeah. I would like for everybody to go to www.watchmewin.org. It's a movement. It's something that's very necessary today and in today's time. Shout out to my grandma.
Shout out, Grandma.
Dolores. Love you, Mama.
Okay, I appreciate you, man. Take time to come talk to me, man.
Thank you.
You're always welcome back on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Good, man. If you need me, call me, man. I'm there, man. If you need a loan, money, anything.
A loan? I can use $2 million. Make the check out to watchmewin.org, please.
I got you, man. I got you, man. I'm going to take care of that for you, man. Good luck with the foundation and everything, man.
Much thank you.
Success to you, man. Once again, man, come back by, man. Let's be your last visit.
Will do. God bless you.
You too, man.
I'll climb the highest hill, cross the widest sea. No.
before I play that track, I just want to shout out to everybody in the chat room, everybody that listened and tuned in to listen to me and Jose Chanchez. Shout out to everybody. I don't know what happened with the sound or what went on, but nevertheless, I do appreciate you guys that were in the chat room. Those who are no longer here, those who are, shout out to Mother Knows, of course. Jose Chanchez is a great, great actor. Make sure you guys tune in. I think at night on BET to watch the game. It's an indication, of course. As he said, he's not getting paid right now, but nevertheless, in a couple of months, he'll be getting a paycheck from those syndication shows that you see on BET. As you guys, I offered him a loan. Unfortunately, I'm going to write a check out to him for $2 million and send it over to him to help him out with the foundation. Nevertheless, this man will be here tomorrow. It'll be a privilege to interview this artist. He's been around for quite some time. He's the brother of the one and only Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. Here's a song for him entitled One Night, featuring, he's with this one, he's the group After Seven. Here's One Night.
One night of touching.
to Kavon Edmonds and the group after 7. Once again, Kavon Edmonds will be here tomorrow night. You don't want to miss that show. It's going to be a great, great show. Here's Josh Stone. Shout out to Jose Chanchez for taking time out to come on the show and speak with me. Nevertheless, I know I'll see him at an event somewhere. Shout out to everybody for listening to him. My publicist, my manager, everybody, you know who you are, who helps me out with this show day in and day out. Shout out to everybody down here in Atlanta, New York City. I'm on my way back pretty soon. Nevertheless, I love you guys so much. Here's Music Soul Child for the night. And I'll be back on with my guest will be the one and only, Kavon Edmonds. Peace.
Your eyes, and I've got plans for two. pretend for one night I'm the man in your life, and we do the things that lovers do. All the loving you like, I give it to you just right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is an understanding that works so well for how we are. Cause neither of us has a heart to fall in love all over again. That you're always so cool and comfortable whenever I'm around. You're someone that I can talk to no matter what I'm going through. I call on you cause I know you'll always be down. See, what we have is so incredible that we'll never find in anyone else. This thing that we share, it's so unbelievable that I want you all to myself. We don't care.